Hey there, art enthusiasts. Welcome back to another episode of the Self-Taught Artist Podcast. I'm Lauren Christine, your fellow self-taught artist, your friend, and your host on this creative podcast journey. Today, we're delving into a theme that is very close to my heart, and I think close to many artists' hearts. And that is, what is the story of your art? What's the story behind your art? And if that's not something that you think about, today I'm going to challenge you for why you should be thinking about that and how it can bring more meaning and enjoyment to your art and even make your art better. First, I'm going to start off with our review of the week. This one comes to us from Social B on Apple Podcasts, and they write that the podcast is motivational. I listen to this podcast while I'm at my full-time job, while wishing I was painting, and this is making me feel more motivated to put forward the correct time I need so I can become the artist I want to be. Thank you for your kind words and for making this podcast. Ah, what a kind review. You also hit the nail on the head with what you're talking about, where you need to put in the time. And if you do that, if you invest time and you practice and you practice, you will be amazed at how much better you will be as an artist, how much more confident you will be, your knowledge of color mixing and the materials is going to grow exponentially. It's truly magic, but it does take time and it does take persistence, and that's the hard part. I know I've talked about this a long time ago on the podcast, but if anyone out there needs a little motivational kick for why practice really does make a difference, I would encourage you to do what I call the Instagram time machine and find an artist that you really admire and maybe someone that you wish you could be like. And now I want you to go to their profile on Instagram, scroll back in time, like go back years, go back to the very beginning when they started their profile. And I'm gonna guess that their artwork might look a little bit like your artwork now. If not, you may be able to just see their evolution and see how much they've grown. And do know that sometimes people go back and they will edit their Instagram feeds and take off all their early stuff. But a lot of them, they're still there. They're still up there. So I love to do this when I'm a little down about my skills and I worry that maybe I'm not good enough or maybe I'm just not progressing at the pace that I want. And so what I'll do is I'll go, there's this one artist in particular and I adore her work. I would love to be as good of an artist as I think she is. And if I scroll back like 5 years and look at her art 5 years ago, I then am able to connect the dots and see my work, you know, similarities in that and say, wow, okay, if I just keep going for 5 more years and keep practicing, my art can look just as skilled as this one day. And I too am going to have that understanding of color and that depth in my art. And that's what I strive for. But it makes me feel better to go back in time to these artists that I admire and see that they too put in the time, put in the work, and that it's not like they were born being perfect artists. They put in that effort. And I don't know, it just sort of brings it back down to earth for me and kind of shatters the perfection illusion that you see on Instagram where everybody's work and life is perfect and perfectly curated. Well, go back in time and I think you'll see, huh, I can do this. They made huge progress. I can do it too. All right. That was a little bit of a monologue there, but before I get into the heart of today's topic, would you please take 5 seconds and rate me 5 stars wherever you're listening to the podcast? I want you to do 3 things. If you are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, hit the 5 stars button. Number 2, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review. I'll read it here on the show. And just know it is the fuel that keeps this podcast going. And then 3, wherever you listen, hit that follow button or the subscribe button. That just tells the podcast app that every time there is a new episode, they should show it to you. And all of these things, rate, review, and subscribe, help so much to spread the word about this being a good podcast. And of course, you know, bonus points to anyone who wants to send this podcast to a fellow artist. That helps a ton as well. Okay, so today's topic was actually inspired by a TV show scene that I saw very recently. It's from the TV show on Netflix called Sweet Magnolias. And one of the characters this season was like diving back into art as a hobby and was trying to, you know, make time for herself. I think she'd been a mom and had dedicated so much time to her kids. She then was resurfacing her old hobbies and passions and decided to jump back into an art class. And I loved seeing that on the screen. I thought that was, you know, inspirational for plenty of other people out there. But what I really loved is that her mom is an artist herself. And when the daughter came back with a figure drawing from her class, the mother looked at it and said, "Oh, this looks great." But she asked her daughter, her adult daughter, a very important question. And she asked her, "What's the story here?" And I thought that was such an interesting question to ask, because the mother then goes on to explain how every piece of art has a story behind it. And every artist tells a story through their art. So when she asked her daughter what the story was behind that piece she just created, frankly, the daughter kind of blinked at her and was like, "Well, it's a class that I'm taking, and I painted the model. You know, I drew the model. It's a figure drawing class." And the mom really pushed her to go that next step and think about the question on that, you know, she needs to go a level deeper with her art. Don't just draw what you see and put it on the paper, but ask yourself, what is the story here? What am I trying to say? So today on the podcast, we are going to explore how our paintings hold our narratives. And also, I'm also going to touch on the fact that I think a lot of artists, including myself, often don't have a good answer to that question. When you say, "What's the story here?" I'm not sure that I can always answer that question, but I want to be more intentional about it because I do think it can just add a level of intentionality to my art and maybe help me squeeze a little more joy out of it. Who knows? So that question, "What's the story here?" I do believe that it has the power to transform our art and help us to step into the feeling and the identity of an artist even more. That question encourages us to dig a little deeper, to push the boundaries of our creativity, and to make our art more personal. When we consciously or even subconsciously infuse our art with stories, we are adding layers of meaning that I believe resonate not only with us, the artists, but also with those who experience our creations. It's like unlocking a new dimension to our artistry, allowing us to connect with our audience on a more profound level, and ultimately leaving a mark in the art world in our own way. So, fellow artists, I would encourage you to embrace this question, try it out, and let our stories flow onto our canvases, making our art richer, deeper, and more personal than perhaps ever before. Before I even put brush to canvas, I have always believed that every piece of art is like a little piece of the artist's soul. It's a form of expression that goes beyond words, but this question really got me thinking about going that step further and not just thinking, okay, this is a piece of me on the canvas. I'm not necessarily thinking about it, but what if I sat down with the intention of telling a story? And then also it made me kind of reflect on this and think, well, even if I'm not intentional about it, my art is telling a story. And when I look up at the art that I'm looking at right now on the wall, I do see in each piece the emotions of when I created it. And I have started looking for patterns of like how my brushstrokes look when I am in a rush or when I am really excited or when I'm really happy or when I'm trying to like make a moment last forever through a painting. Or, you know, on the flip side, maybe when I'm not having such a great day or I'm a bit more chaotic in my brain, like I can see that in my art through little things like the brushstrokes when I really, really look at it. And so I would love to bring that out more, to reflect more of my emotions, my experiences, and that essence of the moment when we create it. So I'll offer that as sort of a starting point. If you don't feel like you have a story to your art, perhaps think about your emotions and that moment that you are creating it, and think about how you can add a piece of how you're feeling or just a memento of that moment in time in your art, either through the colors or through the brushstrokes or maybe through mark making if you do that. I don't know, just think about that a little bit. So as I was looking at my art, you know, if I take one of my recent paintings, for example, it's a vibrant floral arrangement with like a riot of colors. And as I was doing this one, it was after I'd seen this. And so I really did try and think about, okay, what is the story here? And I thought, okay, I love flowers. I love the beauty of flowers. But what about if my story is that each bloom and each petal tells a story of growth and perseverance as they each flourish in their own unique way? So every flower springing up from the ground with so much to give, but also has to fight the elements to get there. And I thought this painting really reflects my journey of embracing change and the elements and things that are thrown at me. But ultimately, at the end of the day, celebrating the beauty in life, just like the flowers that I painted. And having that story in my mind as I was painting, I do think it encouraged me to take a few risks that I wouldn't otherwise as I challenge myself to put that story onto the paper, onto the canvas. Now, I know that some of you out there are probably thinking my art doesn't really have a story. I'm just practicing, or I'm just trying to get better, or I'm just doing color drills, whatever it is. But let me tell you, every creation, no matter how abstract or minimalistic, carries a narrative. So if you're struggling to identify it or think of a story that you could paint on, here are a few prompts to help you uncover these stories that could live within your art. So number one, what emotions do the colors and shapes evoke? What is your mindset while sitting down to create this piece? Is there a memory or an experience that you want to resonate in your artwork? Is there a moment in time that you want to immortalize and make last forever up on your wall? And why do you want to capture that moment? What is it that you want to think about when you see that piece of art? And then think about how you might express that through your composition, through your color, through your shapes, through your marks, whatever it is. And think about what elements you could add to bring emotion or bring story to your art and to those who are looking at it. And of course, the last one is like, how can you push yourself to make your art about something bigger than yourself? Is there a cause that you really care about? Is there something going on in the world or your community and you want to paint something or draw something or sculpt something to put that in an artistic form and express your hopes or your dreams for that? And then finally, that takes me to your hopes and dreams. Do you want to paint what you want to see in the future, perhaps in your life or your garden or your family or your house or, I don't know, your travels? Like, paint something from a dream of your future, and then that can also be inspiring every time you see it. Now, as artists, I hinted on this in one of the questions, but we are not just always reflecting our personal journeys, but I do think many artists mirror society as well. So, for example, you know, I've seen community art projects, and that's just one way that you can tell a bigger story with many parts. And those have been an incredible platform to voice collective stories of artists and people in the community. And you can do similar things at home and paint art that helps you process or respond to things you see in society or the communities around you. Now, another way that you can bring story to your art, I think, is to think about your art in collections. And if you are painting a few different paintings on a theme, you can also challenge yourself to think about what the story is of your collection. And I see professional artists do this a lot, where they will approach a body of work from a particular mindset or a particular emotion or a particular experience, or there might be a question that they are grappling with or want to explore. So think about that as well. I think that can almost be an easier way to get into the story behind art, because it means that you have like more space to create that story through the collection. So think about that as well. I think that's a really big one and a big lever you can use to try and bring story to your art. And perhaps you might find that these stories really connect with your audience and connect to your potential buyers or collectors. Because sometimes someone will see a bit of themselves in the story that you tell. And I think that's so important. I've seen artists, for example, make, you know, a collection of portraits, and each portrait is actually modeled off a person in their life or an instrumental person that's touched them or made a mark on them. And just reading those stories in the captions on all of those pieces of art, I think is a really beautiful experience for the viewer. And I don't quite have the answer yet, but I would love to make a collection that feels like it has a story behind it. And so I don't know, I've been thinking about ways to do that. So I don't know, we'll see. Stay tuned on that. So also think about the story of your art as an unfolding narrative. And just like life, our artistic stories will evolve. So what we create today might be a reflection of our current chapter, but as we grow, our stories transform too. So do know that any story that you choose to paint on, that can just be a moment in time. You're not stuck with it. No one has to see it. It can just be an experiment. But think about that. And also just know that you're never trapped in one story or one narrative. You can always expand that and unfold that and transform it. So as I stand in my studio looking back at a bunch of my different pieces of art, I'm reminded that they're not just products. They are a piece of my soul. I've always thought that every time I create something, I'm putting a piece of me into it. But they're also pieces of my history and my journey. And in these paintings, when I think about who I was and how I felt at that moment in time when I made them, I know that these paintings hold my joys, my sorrows, and frankly, everything in between. And with each new piece, I am adding to the chronicles of my artistic journey. So think about that in your art. And I just want to throw that question out there. Like, what is the story here? What are you trying to say? What emotions are you trying to express? And I want to challenge you to go a level deeper with your art and see what happens. Just try it. Just see what happens. That's what art's all about, experimenting and trying new things and broadening our perspectives, and that's why I love it so much. Thank you so much for joining me today as we dived into the stories behind our art. Remember, every brushstroke is a chapter, every color is a sentiment or a feeling, and every piece of art we make is a little piece of ourselves and our soul. So when you're creating, pause and ask yourself, what is the story here? The answers might surprise you, and they also might bring you closer to the heart of your art or your artistic style. And what's not to love about that? So keep those creative fires burning and keep that flame alive. If you are enjoying the podcast, please rate it. It really makes a huge difference. It takes 1 second and it encourages me to keep this podcast going. All right, well, keep telling stories through your art, my friends, or try it if you're new to this idea. This is Lauren Christine, and I am signing off from the Self-Taught Artist Podcast today. Happy creating, my friends.